Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Listening to Moneyline with Donnie Wrightside and Scott Wetzel on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Welcome in on a Wednesday, and yes, it is Wednesdays with Wetzel right here on Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside, Scott Wetzel. If you want to get involved, it's easy to do today. An action-packed show over the next 2 hours, 844-843-6879. Scott, it's Wednesday. Are we ready?
What's going on, brother? How are you on this beautiful Wednesday here on Long Island, anyway? Not bad. Oh,
It is a nice, nice day just south of you as well, and particularly on a nice day. How about Major League Baseball already getting started? And by the way, two games in the afternoon, major implications here in the National League East. The Atlanta Braves 2-0 early here in the top of the third inning over the Washington Nationals, and getting started at 2:11 Eastern, the Mets and the Brewers. Scott, myself, I went with a team total on the Atlanta Braves, which is at 5, so good start there. Any opinions here already on the game that went off between the Nats and the Braves?
I'm still aching from last night's Braves one-run victory. Man, oh, man, you're watching on in-game live, Donnie, and the Braves hit a home run bottom of the eighth inning. We get the miracle extra run. They're going to go to the top of the ninth, 3-1. They bring in the closer, you know, Kenley Jansen's. You know, we think we got it easy in the bag, and he gives up a two-out RBI single. The Braves only win 3-2, not 3-1. Oh, that was a tough one. So, yeah, right back on the Braves again today. And they're up 2-0, but I didn't have it again. And, you know, I don't have nearly as much on it today as I had yesterday, just because that's how things go. So they are up 2-0. But that was a tough one last night.
Still, but don't worry. If you want to get on the Braves live right now, Scott, why not pay the minus 750 here on the money line?
Yeah,
live in-game action.
Yeah, I make Kevin Walsh money. Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Speaking of K-Dub, by the way, I mean, did you know, Scott, massive wrestling show tonight, maybe one that he needs a few days to recover from. Your thoughts on that?
You know, the only wrestling
he's in the house tonight, too. Yeah.
Is he really? Wow.
Yep,
Mm-hmm. We got to get him in the ring. You know, if he's that geeked out about this goofy stuff. Although, I got to tell you, I did see some highlights. I don't know how, but I saw about a 30-second clip of highlights of wrestling. These guys are nuts, Donnie. I mean, it is phony. Yeah. Obviously, it's phony, but these guys are getting broken bone. Yeah, guys jumping off, like, 25-foot cliffs, falling on top of somebody with a chair in his hand. I mean, these guys are bonkers. I mean, I just don't understand how anybody thinks that's entertaining, though. I really don't. I gave that up with cartoons when I was 9. I mean, what are you doing here?
Like, can you imagine, like, right, we saw the Dolphins and the, you know, Ravens go at it. Can you imagine if, like, you know, 3 hours after the game, hey, Scott, by the way, I got the script on how that game was supposed to play out. Boy, they ran it to a T right there. It would be amazing because wrestling isn't fake. It's predetermined, so you know the outcome, but they still have to kick each other, you know, in the head and jump out of the ring, and you're right, get that chair going. But K-Dubs, how much would we pay here for the network just to have, I don't know, we have cameras and producers. You follow him around tonight at the arena. I mean, losing his absolute mind on wrestling tonight. It'd be wonderful to watch.
Yeah, that really would. That would be reality TV worth paying for, right? I mean, so does he root for guys?
Yes.
And do you, like, you get excited about rooting for guys?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know how that really all works. I know it's like a soap opera, but
The best part about it, Scott, you'll love this, right? So he's really big in the AEW, which is the event going on tonight. And the listeners out there, they know exactly why K-Dub's off Wednesdays. It's only because wrestling. Don't let it be fooled that he works weekends. It's because wrestling is on Wednesday night. But this one is called Grand Slam. It's in New York at Arthur Ashe Stadium. So right by his old stomping grounds up there in Queens. But a few weeks ago, there were some issues backstage where some of his favorite wrestlers have gotten, I don't want to say a ban, but a suspension. Not sure if they're coming back. And he's hoping that they make an appearance tonight and all is right in the world. This is big stuff in KW's life here, Scott.
Wow. He's not married, is he?
No.
Well enough to know. If you're married, you don't have time for that nonsense. You live the life of a wrestler. You don't need to watch it on TV. You have the arguing. You have the fighting. You have the screaming and yelling and throwing chairs. You don't need that as a wrestler, as a married person. Single person, I guess you do.
So he will be dragging around tomorrow across the networks. If you know where his energy is not very high, or maybe it will be real high, like if his favorite wrestler came back, maybe he's got enough energy to carry him for a week. But he will be in the building 4 hours of wrestling tonight live. So maybe he doesn't have a voice tomorrow in the air. We'll find out. But also, Mets Brewers 2-11 today. Taijuan Walker, Hauser on the mound, the right-hander Adrian Hauser for Milwaukee. That's a plus 116 number for Milwaukee. The Mets at a minus 136. Just asking an opinion on this. Let's just say the Braves do run it up. 5-6-0 by the fourth or fifth inning here. You look at the Mets here. Does that give you any extra additive incentive to take the Mets, or is it just like, no? Like, these guys hit, they pitch, they do what they do because they're professionals.
I think it gives them a little extra added incentive. I don't know if it'll make a difference, but I do think it'll give them an extra added incentive, knowing that if they lose the hold of sole possession of first place. So it works out well for the Mets that the Braves game is ahead of them. So I do think it gives them extra incentive. I don't think it changes the outcome of the game, though. And Hauser's actually pitched fairly well for the Brewers.
Yeah.
4 straight wins in his last 4 starts, although he did get rocked his last time out, but they ended up winning the game against the Yankees. So I wouldn't be laying out those odds with Ty Walker on the road.
Yeah, a lot of baseball talk today. We'll have in this first hour and second hour. A couple good games on the card today. We'll certainly review. But as we know, I mean, it's football season here on the grid. A lot to go over. Some news and notes that I want to get Scott's opinions on here, particularly on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Some fun topics to talk about. So make sure you stick around today on Moneyline. Get involved if you can. 844-843-6879. SiriusXM 159. This is Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Rolling through hour number one here. Getting it fired up on Moneyline. Scott Wetzel, Donnie Wrightside. 844-843-6879. The callers are already beginning. Moose is here on a Wednesday, and it's a Wednesday with Wetzel, Moose. What's going on out there? Maybe?
I tell you what. Okay, you hear me now okay?
We got you. Yep, we got you.
Okay, I tell you what, it's one of my favorite days of the week. You know, Wednesdays with Wetzel, PRS, it doesn't get any better than that. Hey, I bet you K-Dub is kind of like one of them closet wrestling fans. I bet you he comes out with, like,
closet.
spiked hair, makeup. And, I still have some
leotards.
Equipment. You know, I got a little covert body camera where I could just kind of follow him around and film him under surveillance. Yeah. And he wouldn't even notice it. So he wouldn't even notice it, you know.
See,
and hey, I am
TV.
Looking.
It would be great TV.
I cannot wait for tomorrow's game. I tell you what, I think the Browns are going to come out fired up. It's Thursday night national TV. Everybody in the stands is going to be juiced up. And how about them Guardians? Did you see what they did last night?
Yeah,
11 innings. Yes. And hey, Scotty, I got a question for you. I meant to ask you, and it's in relation to that fan up north. Well, who did you pick for Cy Young winner again?
The guy who's going to win it, Justin Verlander?
Yes.
Comfortably?
Yes, absolutely.
Comfortably in the
Yeah. Hey, that's what I meant to go with, not Cease, because I could never agree with that fan up north, because I'm a Buckeye fan. I don't, you know, what happens up north stays up north, you know? The only good thing to come out of that state is Kibasi, you know?
There you go.
So,
that was the best minus 120 or 130 bet. I wish FanDuel would have offered it here in New York, but they didn't for whatever reason. They don't offer those awards in Cy Youngs.
The Guardians knocked Cease out last night. I think he only went six innings. But it was a good ball game.
Yeah,
it was a good ball game.
He actually left with the lead, I think 3-1, and then the relievers came in and they scored the tying runs and then the winning runs later on. So, but he wasn't in a position to get the win.
But interesting thing, the Browns had a defensive players meeting only, and Garrett came out with an interesting statement. And he stated, you know, the only one that we can point fingers at are ourselves. So that I thought that was a pretty strong statement. I think those guys are going to come fired up tomorrow. Maybe I'm a homer, maybe I'm not, but it's just some of the things I've been reading. And Cincinnati Bengals are in trouble. No offensive line. Zach Taylor as a coach. I wouldn't be surprised to see him go 0-3.
Oof, man, stick a fork in them. They go 0-3. And by the way, you know, speaking about Cleveland tomorrow, good updates there. Myles Garrett will be playing, so the neck injury has been cleared to go. But boy, oh boy. I mean, he hit on the one thing there with Cincinnati. I mean, who would have thought that? Like, I started to come around on them, Scott, in the offseason. Like, you know what? They just made the Super Bowl. Let me just take a couple months here. I'm like, man, they should be really good. There are big issues there, and if you cannot protect your quarterback, it doesn't matter how talented your wide receivers are, you're going to be in some trouble there.
Yeah, 13 sacks already they've given up. 13-2.
That's amazing.
They're going to get the poor guy. And Donna, they have two first-round draft choices on that offensive line, a third-rounder and a fourth-rounder.
Yep.
It's not like they got a bunch of free agents out of North Dakota State there. They have supposedly talented players on that line. So if it's not the players, it's got to be the coaches. And let me real quickly here, we got time. Let me just put the Browns thing to bed here, as I've done on my show a couple times. One, it was first and goal. It was first down. It was not first and goal when they scored the touchdown, right?
Correct.
He would have had to fallen at the 1 yard
impossible.
Line or 2 yard
line,
impossible. Is impossible. So realistically, if he fell down, he would have fallen down maybe the 3, the 4, the 5, right? So if you want to go under the premise, I'm not going to score, then they end up kicking the field goal on fourth down. You're going to leave about 35 seconds left on the clock. Now, that's assuming the field goal is good. And don't forget, the field goal kicker missed the extra point on that touchdown. So
yes.
Who's assumed the field goal would be good? And as I've said many times, Donnie, it's the Browns. Chances are very good that field goal would have been blocked, returned for a touchdown, and every single Browns fan would be yelling and screaming, just score. What's the difference? You're going to be up 2 TDs. We're not going to blow 2 TD lead against the Jets with under 2 minutes left. What are you doing kicking a field goal? So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, but the premise of just take 4 Ds, game is over, that was not the case. Because if they had not scored, they had to run a play.
There'd be time on the clock. Yep.
Yeah, there would have been about 35 or so seconds left on the clock. So, sometimes you just have to execute the plays.
Exactly.
The defense, to me, has gotten off easily here. You know, the head coach apologizes. He said he screwed up. Nick Chubb apologizes. He said he screwed up. The guy on special teams who botched the onside kick, he apologized. I haven't heard anyone. Now, maybe Moose just said he did, but I haven't heard, you know, Myles Garrett say one darn thing as the leader of that defense. Like, you know what? We effed up by giving up 2 touchdowns in the final minute.
Yeah, it was clearly their fault. And also, you know, Nick Chubb, if it's a one-point game, he runs it in. Oh, what are you doing? It's still a one-possession game. The minute he crosses that goal line, under 2 minutes to go, that game should have been over. And I said the biggest play of the game was not Nick Chubb, was not even the onside kick. It was a 66-yard touchdown pass where he walked into the end zone. If you're just in a normal shell defense, you're saying, dude, take 15 yards a pop. That's going to burn 45 seconds. You score a touchdown with 20 seconds left to go. The game is over anyway. So I absolve Nick Chubb of anything where he should have ran and juked 5 guys and took a knee at the goal line. That certainly wasn't going to happen here. Phone lines lighting up here, Scott, once again. 844-843-6879. Let's get the X-Man in here before the break. X-Man, what's good out there down in Virginia Beach?
Everything is good. It's a very nice day.
Yeah.
It's a good afternoon to you guys, man.
Beautiful. What do we got?
Four-leg parlay. Sweet. And it's all home underdogs, all plus money. 100 to 1. Put $10. You get you $1,000.
Oh, hit me. What do we got?
Two college footballs, two NFLs. Mm-hmm. We got Wake Forest at home against Clemson. Money line.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon State at home against USC.
Whoa.
Money line.
Right.
We got Washington Commanders at home against the Philly Eagles. Money line.
Oh.
And we got the Miami Dolphins at home against the Buffalo Bills. Money line. I know the Bills are good, but I don't think they're going to go undefeated, man. They can't go undefeated.
No, they probably won't.
Let's go, Miami.
They probably won't. Now, Scott, X-Man calls in here. He usually brings the pain. I mean, how about him going up against 10 Bell opponents? He's going against Clemson, SC, the Eagles, and the Bills right now. My goodness.
Yeah, he's not fooling around. You know, when he's looking for dogs, I mean, he's you know, he is really going to the gamut there. I really only like one, and that's the Washington. I think they have a fighting chance. You know, could Wake Forest beat Clemson with, you know,
I would love to see that.
Ukulele as the quarterback there. Maybe. I don't see USC losing. I will tell you that parlay, you're right. If you put $10 on that, that pays on FanDuel right now $1,019.
So, oh, that's beautiful.
Bills 9-1 against the Dolphins their last 10 meetings. That's the one I don't think. As much as I hope it happens, I don't think that's going to happen.
The X-Man not afraid to put it out there because also these are all money. That's why I pay so much. It's not like, hey, you know what? We'll take the 7.5 with Wake. We'll take the 7 with Oregon State and the two NFL games close to a touchdown as well. He's going straight up money line victories. But I do like the fact that these guys are at home. What's he got?
Yeah.
What?
Well, the one thing is he doesn't have the two Sundays staggered. You know, he's got Saturday at noon, okay.
Okay.
He's got Saturday night, Oregon State.
Yeah.
You want to go Sunday, okay, 1 o'clock Dolphins or Washington. You should have one, honestly, at 4 o'clock. This way,
for a headshot, too. There you go.
You can hedge, yeah.
There you go. Scott's on it. Big, big shout out to Virginia Beach there. As I like to say, for X-Man bringing it there. Moose also with a phone call. Lot longer way to go today. The NFL is king, and we'll certainly start talking about that. Get involved. 844-843-6879. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Bombs away in the Bronx last night. Number 60 left the ballpark for Aaron Judge in a winning effort from the New York Yankees. A stunning 5-run comeback in the 9th inning. If you had big tickets there on the Pittsburgh Pirates, my condolences to you. But having said that, Scott, 60's on the horizon, or 60 is there, 61 on the horizon. What's that final number from Aaron Judge going to be? Is he just looking to get to 62 and maybe shut it down for a couple days? Or is this one of those, just see if you can even get to 63, chase down maybe Sammy Sosa. But 62 overall will get him the all-time record for American League batters. What are we thinking here with Aaron Judge?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I just ran outside and got the newspapers from this morning. And, poor Giancarlo Stanton there, Donnie, right? and to a lesser extent, Francisco Lindor. You know, Lindor hits a grand slam.
Yeah, he did.
The Brewers and win the game. You know, Stanton, dramatic, right? I mean, dramatic. A walk-off grand slam. This is stuff you think of playing wiffle ball back when you were in, 7, 8 years old, right? And he is able to live that out at a sold-out, no doubt, Yankee Stadium last night. And back page of the New York tabloids, the newspapers, Aaron Judge with a 60th home run, which I know is big. But it didn't win the game. It was only 8-4, made it 8-5, and it's not 61 or 62. It's 60. It's not like 60 hasn't been done before, you know? Poor guy hits a walk-off grand slam, but he can't even get the back pages of the newspapers. So that said, I think he's good for like 65. I don't think he'll shut it down. Yanks still in a little bit of a race. I think they survived the purge there, them losing all those games. So it does look like they're going to win the division. But, you know, there's still something to play for. He probably has three or four more still left in him before everything is said and done.
Yeah, Toronto bashed the Phillies last night, so it was actually a nice win for the Yankees just to keep that five-game lead in the AL East. But looking, because a couple interesting things off of this, because I thought you brought up a pretty good spot there. Number 60 is a big number, you know, 40, 50, obviously 60. Not many baseball players have got there, but it's not a record-breaking home run. So if you saw last night the scuttlebutt throughout Twitter and social media and even on TV, the guy, kid, whatever, that caught the baseball just said, I want to meet Aaron Judge. I want to give him the baseball back. I want to get a couple signed bats and stuff like that. So granted, there is a monetary value to that baseball. Who knows what it would have went for auction if he wanted to put it up. Somebody would end up buying it for some decent money. But we're not talking about, hey, Bonds is 73rd where I want a few million dollars, or even what you thought Tom Brady's last touchdown pass last year would have costed you. And boy, what a shame for that guy getting that in the seats. Like, hey, man, I got a literally gold mine here, and Tom Brady comes back and it's not the last touchdown pass he ever threw. But let's just say if it is a record-breaking one, he hits 62 in Yankee Stadium. You catch the ball. It's going to auction. Is it going to, I want to meet my favorite player? Like, you owe it to yourself, right, Scott, to get that dollar amount for that baseball, right? Or are you different? Oh,
no, absolutely. By the way, that Evans ball, the Brady ball did sell.
It did. I saw that.
$29,600.
Still not bad, right? Yeah.
No, not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
I mean, it's got a little significance, but not really that much now that he's playing again. So for him to be able to get that. Yeah, listen, I was joking on my morning show. You know, it's four college kids. And I'm thinking that, you know, the dad is watching a game and he sees his son, you know, catch the foul, the home run ball. And he's like, wow, son, you know, this is great. You know what? We got a $50,000 college bill due next week.
Yes.
Where's the ball? I don't have it, Dad. Oh, would you give it to one of your three friends? You know, what, does Joe, Jim, or Bob have it? No, they don't have it either. But what do you mean, you know, where's the ball? I gave it to Aaron Judge. Well, what'd you get, like $50,000 for it, son? You know, let me pay the bill right now. Yeah. No, I just gave it to him, Dad. Gave it to him for nothing. For nothing. Nothing. Are you kidding me? You know, you're right. It's not going to be worth a lot, but I bet he would get at least $25,000. There's got to be some goofy Stanky fan that would get that, right? I mean, you're looking at a huge payday. I guarantee you this Mike LeKessler dude's not paying his college bills, because if he was, he wouldn't be handing that ball over. I bet you the four dads are like, are you kidding me? You
funny
four
too.
Popes gave the ball back to Aaron Judge, who's going to be making, oh, by the way, about $200 million, you know, 4 months from now when he signs his new contract.
Wow. Yeah, there's two ways that it goes out, right? It's like, I pay your cell phone, your car bill, your school bill. You could have sold that and helped me out. Or I would love to find that later. Like, this idiot, he didn't even want the money. And they go, well, he's got like an $8 million trust fund. So he's good on the 50 grand or something like that. Yeah. So we don't know. Yeah, we don't know the true outcome of it. But we're going to assume that, you know, dad and mom are watching. Like, hey, that's all great. You gave that away. So now you're going to be picking up your cell phone and your car bills over the next couple months. What? You kidding me? I already have a job. Exactly. But hey, good on him for returning it, I guess. But me, I'm putting that up and saying, yeah, I can do some other things with this stuff. And
how about this notion? Is that so crazy to think that maybe Aaron Judge says, you know what, guys, let's get it appraised. Let's figure out how much it is, and I'll throw you some money. You know, maybe if it's appraised for 50, I won't give you 50. But you know what? I'm going to make a gesture. I appreciate it. I'll give you the autographs, and I'll give you, half of whatever it's appraised for. That would be nice for Judge to do something like that, right?
Yeah. I mean, but Aaron Judge is the one that did say, hey, Aaron, you're going to stick around? What do you say to the little kids out there that love you as your favorite Yankee player? Now, there's other great players on this team. Whoa! Yeah, he is about the money, so you might as well get some money out of him at that point. But interesting to see where he ends up there. Another game today, and of course, all eyes now. 61 will tie Maris, and obviously the Yankee record along with the American League record. 62 would put him as the AL home run king. Obviously, we don't expect him to get 273, but every day that goes by, he's going to make quite an amount of money on the offseason market coming up next year. And as we said, Mets Brewers will tip off or get underway in the 2 o'clock hour. 2-0 still here. So looking for some runs here out of the Atlanta Braves. Bottom of the fourth inning. We talked earlier about the Braves and their 2-0 lead, I believe, in the second inning. It's now in the fourth inning, -1250 as a now live favorite with a total listed at 6.5. NFL news here coming through as we were starting the show. Mike Evans did appeal his one-game suspension for knocking down Marshon Lattimore as a repeat offender. It was upheld by the NFL. So now we're looking at, hopefully, Julio plays this weekend. Gage, Perryman, who knows if Cole Beasley shows up. But for one of those games where we expected some big-time efforts out of some talented players, both of these wide receiving cores straight up, Scott, with some question marks coming for this Sunday game.
Yeah, a couple things here real quickly. Mm-hmm. One, did you see the conspiracy on the suspension, which makes a lot of sense?
Oh, give it to me. I didn't hear it. I love conspiracy.
Yeah, oh, this is you're going to like this one.
Yeah.
So John Runyon Sr., remember, I think he's an offensive lineman for the Saints.
Eagles a long time.
Eagles, long time.
Yeah, great player, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So he is, I guess, in charge of handing out discipline. Mm-hmm. So he's the one that gave out the one-game suspension to Vince Evans,
yes.
or Vince Evans, to Mike Evans
okay.
Yesterday. Mm-hmm. And, oh, by the way, to nobody else. Nobody else from
yeah,
the Saints
true.
Or Ladder War nothing, right? So I'll give you one guess where Ron's son played on what
okay.
NFL team.
Must be those Packers.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Good old Aren't you supposed to abstain from that? Step away? You know,
yes.
you say, hey, I'm too close to the situation. I like this
right.
theory, though.
Yeah. So Runyon's son is playing on the Packers, who are playing the Buccaneers this weekend, and Runyon Sr. hands the suspension out. Now, they did appeal, and they appealed to somebody else, but, you know, what's that appeal? You know, a lot of times that's just like, no, we're not going to drop a one game. You know, if it was two games, we'd drop it to one, but
yeah.
the guy thinks you're going to get suspended, you're going to get suspended. I think that is very... And that's a huge blow. I mean, because you already have, Julio Jones out. You know, you don't have Godwin out. Or both those two players were out this past
yeah.
week. So
yep.
if that continues, you have no wide receivers. You know, and as bad as that offense was for the Bucs, you know, the first 2 weeks, they only scored two offensive touchdowns in two games.
Poor.
I don't know how they're going to beat Green Bay. And that's a little you got to, yeah, but just pull yourself out of it. Just say, you know what, I don't want to deal with this. Let somebody else. My son's on the team that they're playing next. It's a huge game, obviously. I can't, you know, do this with a straight
face. Yeah, FanDuel opened them up as a favorite, Tampa Bay, -3.5. They're down to 1.5 at FanDuel, but there are some ones across the board. So when we played a game this morning with Joe Ranieri, asked him a couple lines like where they might end up. So this football game, is there a chance, in your mind, Scott, that Green Bay is like a -1 by game time? We saw a couple lines flip last week in the Carolina Panthers game. They turned into the favorites. They got busted up. The Commanders turned into a favorite over the Detroit Lions. They lost. Is there a chance that Green Bay actually flips this to like a -1, -1.5?
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, flipping from +1.5 to -1.5 mm-hmm. is really not that much
yeah,
of a flip when it comes to money. You know, it's basically you're picking on who's going to win the game. So I would not be surprised. Listen, that Bucs offense has not looked good the first 2 weeks. You know, they're 2-0. I get that, but they needed some defensive touchdown last week to seal the deal. They scored only one offensive touchdown against the Cowboys, and now you're taking away the one wide receiver that's seemingly healthy. You know, under 41.5. I don't like betting under.
Crazy.
But
yeah,
that's you know, who would have ever thought Packers Buccaneers with Brady would have an over under 41.5?
You would have to say like, okay, what is it? 6 inches of rain, or
yeah,
if it was in
yeah,
Green
right.
Bay, 4 feet of snow coming down. Two of the best quarterbacks of all time at four. They're basically lining it up as if it's, you know, Justin Fields out here taking on, you know, not even Jimmy Garoppolo, just somebody even lower than that. Let's just say but why don't just leave Mills and Fields? That's where it is, right? 40.5, right around the same price as Brady and Rodgers, which is absolutely incredible. In the next segment, we're going to have some fun because we're going to get to the Thursday night football game and also take a look at that Sunday NFL card. But on FanDuel, Scott, season specials here. Best regular season record, worst regular season record, last remaining undefeated team, last remaining winless team, number one seeds. We got it. It's only two games down in the NFL, but it's kind of fun to sort of rehash that and say, okay, reassess after two games where you might be, because some teams looking really good, some teams coming out of the gate looking really bad. Let's see if we can find some values there and have some fun. And also, Major League Baseball, we'll talk about it. College football also, some interesting ways to go. So make sure you stick around here on Moneyline. If you want to get involved, you got some picks, you got some hot topics, 844-843-6879. It's Wednesdays with Wetzel on Moneyline. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
full card of NFL football this weekend. No bye weeks. And gosh, I love that. Everybody in action. Thursday night football, Sunday night football, Monday night football. A lot to look forward to. But let's have some fun. Instead of breaking down the games just yet and asking Scott's opinion on maybe where some of these lines will end up and maybe some early week thoughts here on Sunday's card or even, heck, tomorrow night's Thursday night tilt. But I did want to have some fun with this. Best regular season record. And again, we're talking about two games into the season, but it's fun to sort of say, whoa, maybe some of these teams overachieving, underachieving, and where they might wind up. Obviously, the Buffalo Bills eviscerate the Los Angeles Rams opening night and then really pummel the Titans on Monday Night Football. They sit to finish with the best regular season record, Scott, at plus 210, followed by the Buccaneers at plus 430. Chiefs 750, Eagles actually tied with the Chiefs at 750, Packers 12-1, and Chargers 15-1. Would you bet and or agree that the Bills will have the best regular season record? You ain't getting that much of a good price there at the plus 210.
No, you're really not, right? I mean, plus 210 to go. Realistically, you're better off almost just betting them on the money line and rolling it over, from that standpoint. Although, your luck, it'll lose one time right
now. Yeah, exactly. And then they'll win eight in a row. Exactly.
Yeah. Listen, I wish I do think Buffalo will have the best record when everything is said and done. The way they look these first 2 weeks, I mean, it's hard not to, right? And you look at their schedule, Donnie, as a Dolphin fan, we go through this every year.
Yep,
and this
sure
is really going to be the team. It's not that difficult after they get through this opening two-month gauntlet. They got Miami this week on the road, but they're 9-1 against the Dolphins. And I don't think that's really going to be that much of a problem for them. Then they got at Baltimore. Okay, they could lose that. Pittsburgh at home. They're not going to lose to the Steelers back-to-back years, especially at home. Then they got Kansas City on the road. That's, circle that one. They got a bye, and then they got Green Bay, but at home. After that, there is like really nothing. Jets, Vikings, Browns, both at home at Detroit. They New England on the road in December. Okay. Jets again. Dolphins at home. Bears. And then they have the one remaining one that I think could be some issues depending on what happens with Cincinnati at Cincinnati January 2nd. And then they finish up at home against New England. So I'm worried about them going undefeated, let alone having the best record. I mean, they're going to beat Miami this week. Could they lose to Baltimore? Yeah. Could they lose to Kansas City? Yeah. And I'll give, I suppose, Green Bay a fighting chance, but I'm not big on the Packers this year. They have a very easy schedule after that.
It is. It's crazy when you look at some of these schedules, too, because I do it even on the opposite side, which we'll talk about, like worst regular season record, where you say to yourself, because I was looking at the Jets when Robert Saleh made those comments, like, I got receipts here, and I was looking at their schedule going, boy, I don't see too many wins over the first 10 games, even if I see one or two at this point. Then what do the Jets do? Go out. Now, they were down 13 points with 2 minutes to go, but a win is a win is a win in the NFL. And also, when you talk about later in the season, we do circle those games like Cincinnati. It's a really good chance on maybe if the Cincinnati Bengals lose to the Jets this week, that week 17 game won't matter at all for the Cincinnati Bengals, and they're already being off-season mode, don't get guys injured, and then you have the Patriots in that final week of the season. But the Bills, it's so tough to try to judge them now, because we came even into the season, Scott, with high expectations on the Bills, and they're actually exceeding expectations to a degree, like, oh my goodness, could they just drop 35 or 30-plus points on every single team this week, and what happens when they start lumping up on the bad teams? We didn't anticipate Tennessee being an overall bad team entering into the season. The Rams won the Super Bowl, high expectations, figuring they were going to win the NFC West as well. So them, holding serve, so to speak, here at that plus 210 price. Now, the Buccaneers are interesting to me. Plus 430. And the thought process, I guess, would be, Scott, right, really good defense, Tom Brady. They should be able to handle the business and wait out all these wide receiver injuries. But we know football. You don't just snap your fingers and go, hey, in 3 weeks, we're going to get all our wide receivers back and everybody's healthy. Usually when you're injured, you stay injured tending during the season. Plus 430 price on the Buccaneers being the best regular season record in the NFL.
I wouldn't take it. I could see them being 2-2. I could see them losing to Green Bay this week, and then they host Kansas City next week. If they don't get that wide receiver core fixed up, they're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
You're getting halfway decent odds at 4 and change there. But then they got the Rams still on the schedule later on. They got San Francisco on the road with Jimmy G later on. They got Cincinnati. You know, they got Arizona, which won't be easy since it's on the road. Yeah, they got some tough games. To me, no, that's a Buffalo Bills victory to win unless something crazy happens with them.
Now, everybody points here to the Philadelphia Eagles getting off, and I love it. I'm an Eagles fan. So, you know, the hot start, fantastic. Jalen Hurts looks great. It's a long season. We get that. But you can't ask for too much more out of the offense. Defense didn't play all that well against Detroit, and who knows, maybe Detroit is all of a sudden a juggernaut, and you just sort of auto-bet the overs in the Lions game. Bad defense, good offense, yeah. Works out. Have a lot of fun with it. Now, the Eagles, you know, it's propensity coming in, hearing a lot of people, smart people talking. Schedule's not that hard for the Philadelphia Eagles. So they're plus 750 for the best regular season record here. Coming up on the schedule here, let me just do a quick update here. Lions, Vikings, obviously win-win. Commanders, favored by close to 7 points, so if you're just looking from an odds perspective, that should be a win. The reason I bring that up is there's a lot of football games here, Scott. Forget about the Philadelphia Eagles winning, but they're just going to be favored in all the way through to Week 18 that they play the Giants. Saints, we'll see where they are in Week 17, but that's a home game, dome team outdoors. You figure the Eagles will be playing for something. We'll see where the Saints end up after a tough start to their season. Now, the Green Bay Packers they play, it's much nicer to have the Packers at home than in Lambeau, so a lot of things are going in their direction this year. Is there a chance at a plus 750 price for the Eagles at the best overall record in the NFL? It's crazy to think about where the season started and where they'll end up, but that's a decent price here.
Yeah, I like that price and that possibility better than Tampa Bay, to tell you the truth, even though I think Tampa Bay is better than Philadelphia. But you said that schedule is – that's why their over-under number was so high, because
yeah.
People looked at that schedule, and it's just like, wow. You know, where are they going to lose? You know, if you take away the games, they do play three straight road games in December. That's never easy.
Always
at New York, at Chicago, at Dallas. You know, the Saints team at the end of the year. You know, I'm not ready to put Philadelphia into a category of, okay, they're going to beat Pittsburgh. They're going to beat Washington. They're going to beat, Chicago. They could stub their toe at any point and lose any of these games. But you said it. And same thing with Buffalo. Outside of that Kansas City game, I think they're going to be favored in every single game. And Philadelphia here, would Arizona be a favorite October 9th? You know, if Philadelphia's 4-0, mm-hmm. Maybe. They'll be favored over Dallas and Pittsburgh at home. At Houston, they will. Washington at home. At the Colts, I think the Colts are in for a long, long year. really, maybe Dallas on the road, the 24th. The Cowboys might be favored in that game. But other than that, they're going to be favored in every game.
Yeah, pencil them in for a playoff run here. Of these teams, Scott, best regular season record, which we're taking a look here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, is there a team down there, like, I don't want to say long shot, like, hey, I think the Tennessee Titans, 120 to 1, will have the best record. Obviously, they don't appear like they're going to be challenging for that. But how about maybe the Rams, the Ravens, even the Dolphins? Dolphins are unbeaten here, 19-1. The Chargers, 15-1. Anybody a little bit farther down that list, which you could see maybe making a run, getting hot, and if things go their way, maybe they can take down the best regular season record.
How about the 49ers with Jimmy G back at the helm?
Good point.
29-1.
Yeah.
Trey Lance, forget about it. But with Jimmy G back there, the player, boy, they love him. They were jumping for joy. You know, I really feel bad for Trey Lance. This poor guy's done nothing wrong, right? And he's just, you know, hasn't played much at quarterback, and now he's getting thrown to the wolves here because he's not Jimmy G. So maybe San Francisco in a division that, you know, when everything is said and done, maybe is not as good as we thought. Although you got to give credit to what Arizona was able to do. But, you know, for the most part, they've looked ugly for 7 quarters of football. But their schedule is not, you know, daunting, you know, when you look at it. I mean, a couple of games, Tampa Bay, Chargers, but at home. And then Carolina, Atlanta, you know, Kansas City, but at home. They got all these tough games, Donnie, but at home. So if you think they're capable, Miami's at home. New Orleans is a good team at home. But where are their road games? Denver this week, and I think they're going to win.
Ooh.
Carolina, Atlanta.
Yeah.
See, it worked out like perfectly. They got the hard games at home and the easy games, Carolina, Atlanta, on the road. So it sets up real nice for this team to have a good year.
And you know what's funny about that, too? How many times have you seen a team starting quarterback go down week 2 and the optimism improves on what they can do in at least the regular season. Like, okay, good. Steady hand back there in quarterback. Like, I try to remember back to, you know, some different instances back in Philadelphia, maybe 10, 15 years ago, when Mike Vick was in town. Kevin Cobb was the starting quarterback. Gets a concussion opening day. Mike Vick looks like he's got something left in the tank. Andy Reid says, we're going to stay with Kevin Cobb. 2 days later, yeah, guys, I was wrong. We're staying with Mike Vick, and here we go. The Eagles end up actually winning the division that season, where the optimism improves at quarterback. It's pretty wild, and you do feel bad for Trey Lance. Now, he's got a pile of money since he was a high draft pick. He'll certainly be bouncing around in the NFL no matter what happens with the 49ers. But this was a season where they were like, all right, let's see if we can hit that max ceiling with Trey Lance, running and passing game. And, boy, it ended abruptly quickly here. And here goes Jimmy Garoppolo. And rightfully said, how about this? A line this week, Scott, in Denver. Russell Wilson's not injured. They're not missing a step. Drew Lock is not there. They're an underdog at home to the 49ers. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Man.
But you know what? I think San Fran wins. You know, I'm looking at San Francisco's schedule. What am I missing here? I count 10 home games. Something's got to be wrong. I see a five-game stretch where they have five straight home games from November 13th to December 11th. Is that possible? I can't be right. I don't see any crazy starts, so it's nothing over in Europe. But I see Chargers home, Arizona Monday night home, New Orleans home, Miami home, Tampa Bay home. That would
be playing anybody? Are they playing? Is there any? Are they playing any out of? You know, are they playing in Mexico? Because it doesn't say it on the schedule. I'm looking at like an asterisk.
There is an asterisk next to the Arizona game. Is that
so that might
Mexico,
be
Monday?
That might be the Mexico game, though. Yeah, I don't know. If, and I guess that they're probably not a home team in that. It's Arizona. I bet it's probably the home team there.
Arizona's the home team.
Yeah, so getting a little bit lucky. I always like that for your team too. Like, hey, we're going to be out of country, but it's not your home game loss, so it's basically de facto neutral site game that doesn't count against you. You always take that against the division. Like if you're a division team, right? Let's just say the like this Monday night. Giants and Cowboys. The Giants are the home team. You know, it's a big game, though. We're going to send this over to Germany. Like, if you're the Giants organization, like, come on now. I understand we're going to get money because we're the home team overseas, but we would have sold this out. And quite frankly, we would like the competitive advantage to have the crowd on our side as opposed to a toss up in the air. So it always, to me, like the Jaguars love it. Hey, we can't sell any tickets down here. You send us over to England as many times as you want. We love it because we actually make more money with our team being there. Damned if it helps us in the regular season where home games actually would matter. So it is what it is on that front here. By the way, take a look at the worst teams here or worst record. Houston Texans is here. A little bit of bad luck, Scott, through two games. They should have beat the Colts. And they would have died. It doesn't help you in a win-loss record here. They go and have the lead in the fourth quarter against the Denver Broncos, but don't have any W's to show for it. They're plus 300, Falcons plus 340, Seahawks plus 750, Panthers plus 750, Jets at 9-1 after that, and the Bears at 10-1. This is a little bit more of a fun market for me that we'll take a look at after the break, but any initial thoughts on teams like that top rung, Texans and Falcons, plus 300 and plus 340?
I think maybe the Carolina Panthers are plus 750. I think that's a sinking ship. Yeah, 2-15 their last 17 games dating back to last year. They haven't covered nine straight. I can see the bottom. You know, that's one team. You fire the head coach.
Yeah. Matt Rhule finding out it's pretty hard without a very good quarterback in the NFL. JP picked the winner last night. Judge hitting the seeds. Can he do it again? Find out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick segment before we hit the top of the hour right here on Moneyline. Scott Wetzel, Donnie Wrightside. If you want to get involved in hour number two, it's pretty easy to do. 844-843-6879. Scott, this is part of the program that we like because JP gets to fire off a pick and let us try to guess what it is. He swore he wasn't going back to Major League Baseball, but last night, too good to pass up. You know what? He's just going to take Aaron Judge to hit a home run. We waited till the ninth, but the job got done. So today, JP, what are we looking for? Major League Baseball again? Or are we going to push this one back to a little NFL action tomorrow night or on the weekend or even college football?
Yeah, no, that one was too good to pass up. Otherwise, I won't be going back to the MLB, but I'm going to the NFL and I'm going to a Sunday game.
Okay, so we'll go to Sunday game. All right, now is this a Afternoon 1 o'clock start, afternoon 4 o'clock start, Sunday night. Give us a hint on that.
I don't know the time, but it's two West Coast teams, so I assume four okay. later.
Probably going to be four later, yeah. Okay, so two West Coast teams. So that could include the Sunday night game, Scott, San Francisco and Denver. Technically, two West Coast teams there. But you got the Rams and the Cardinals. All right. Well, it's got to be one of those two games then, or one of those three games involved in there. Hmm. And then, did you say a side you were going with, JP? Or was it a total?
Yeah, I'm taking a side here.
Okay, it's taking a side. All right. So Rams, Arizona, 3.5-point favorite here for the Rams. If we take a look at the San Francisco-Denver game, 1.5 here. Rams or Denver here. It's probably where we're looking at this point, Scott. Any thoughts from your end here on which side?
Oh, you're forgetting one. I think he's going to go with the public.
What's the other
here.
One?
You're right. You know what? Jacksonville's not a West Coast team.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. So there is really the two
We got
games,
narrowed
so.
Down. All right. Yeah. We got him in the crosshairs.
That was a big hint. That was like almost giving it to us. I'm going to go Rams laying the 3.5 at Arizona.
I think you were on to before. I think JP is going to line up on San Francisco this weekend. Take a little short road price here on Jimmy Garoppolo and the San Francisco 49ers. We'll find out next. It's going to be hour number two. A lot more football talk on the way, Major League Baseball cards, see if we have any advantages, and a lot of fun. It's Moneyline on a Wednesday. Donnie Wrightside and Scott Wetzel. We'll be right back.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.